Farming a drought on the Camas Prairie. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
Lack of rain. We are dry.
Camas Prairie farmer Tom Mossman runs a large farm outside of Craigmont. He's working his canola crop and says the crop's in trouble. They've had almost no rain this year.
We had some decent deep moisture, but I seeded some of this canola on the 17th of April, and we've got less than a quarter of an inch since then.
The yearly average is 22 inches of rainfall in the rolling hill country. This year, just a fraction of normal, and although the fields look lush, the canola is stunted and dull and not growing.
The drought's killing us, and everything's slow coming out of the ground. There's still a little moisture in the ground on these spring crops, but if we don't get rain soon, this isn't going to be pretty.
Do you have a plan B?
Wait for next year.
But Mossman says they can't give up on the crop. They have to bring the crop in to meet insurance safety net requirements.
When you're a dryland farmer, you get what you get. Typically, we're probably 70 to 80 bushel dryland wheat, which is pretty good for dryland wheat. Last year, rained all of June, and we had great crops. This year, if we average 40 or 50, we'll be doing good. And price of wheat's gone up. Everybody has federal crop insurance anymore, so that helps a lot.
With wheat and canola prices through the roof, delivering a crop this year means good money. But farmers say no crop is disastrous. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.